Blog Talk Radio.
For more stories.
Come here, back it up right over here, back it up right over here.
Broadcasted 2:30 on the in the Central Time Zone and 3:30 in the Eastern Time Zone. So we're so excited, Balling with the Doc. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Balling with the Doc, and I'm so excited to have a chance to come before you. You have an opportunity to be a part of our show by calling in. You can call into the Blog Talk radio call-in line. That number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to go to the web link and just check out the show where you can just listen to the show by internet, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Balling with the Doc is presented to you by the Talking Sports Plus Radio Network. So we're so excited. This is under the umbrella of the Smith Way Enterprise LLC. So it's booming, it's blasting, and we're so glad to be bringing you the hottest sports topic at 2:30 on Friday afternoon. Get ready for the weekend, Super Bowl weekend. That's what it's all about. Everybody getting ready on the beautiful weather out in Miami on the beach, as well as traveling over to Miami Gardens where the stadium is located. So, you know, you can have an awesome time if you're down there. But we just want to get everything kicked off now. Now, we're also on Facebook. Oh, God is blessing us in many ways. We're on Facebook. And for those individuals checking out on Facebook, thank you so much for taking time to check out on Facebook. And that's facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. We're slamming with you also on YouTube television. So we're so happy to have, and that's the Smith Way TV channel. You can check us out there. Now, it's more of a recording. It's not live, so it's recorded. Then, but back to the live phase of it, always Instagram. Check us out. That's Lorenzo D. Smith. Check us out, 1-5. Man, we're so happy to have the chance to come before you. We're all not going to be here long, but we're going to give you an opportunity to kind of hear some sports from Wednesday night when we have Talking Sports Plus. Now, if you want to email the show, you can go to talkingsportsplus@gmail.com or LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. If you want to tweet the show, you can go to @BallinDoc, and that's DOC, @TalkingSportsPlus with the number one. You can have Twitter account that we use. Even our co-hosts on the various shows have theirs, but those are two. If you want to check the show out, you can just be a part of it. You can tweet me and let me know exactly how you feel. I know you may be at work. You say, let me check this guy for a second, see what he's talking about. Why would I take my time to check out Ballin' With Doc? Because we talked about the hottest sports topics of the week. We take time to share thoughts about what's going on. It's sort of our follow-up by our show on Wednesday night. We come back, and maybe we didn't have enough time to do what we need to do. Now, our Wednesday night show, as well as this show, our main focus is being the voice of the historical black colleges, universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We don't hold back. We come at it hard. We get the information because there's no other show that takes time to talk about historical black colleges and universities, or high school, or middle school as well. So we want to take that time to talk about athletics. And I'm so glad to be blessed to have this opportunity. God gave me this vision in 2017. He said, I want you to go do something a little different. So I had an opportunity to work with a producer down in South Florida. I was living in South Florida at the time, in Sunrise, which is adjacent to Fort Lauderdale, just north of Miami. And I had a producer who was working with me that was already broadcasting, had their shows through the radio station now and then through Blog Talk Radio, introduced me to that. And I thank that person so much for taking time. She was the producer for this show, decided to, you know, move on to some bigger and better things, left me here, and I am grinding. So the vision came into existence. Bring the sports topic to the individual about historical black colleges and universities. Bring the topics about the high school. Bring the topics about the middle school athletics. So we're so excited. You know, we're at basketball. It's tournament time. The title of our show is I Love Me Some Sports. You're going to say, I love me some basketball. I love me some football, baseball, track, whatever it may be. I love me some sports. So we're going to talk about it tonight. But before we move forward, I want you to understand that not only just Blog Talk Radio, but through Facebook as well as Instagram and Twitter, you know, we're being heard by listeners in 16 countries. So it makes it an international show. And we're so excited. And that advancement, not only through Facebook, through Blog Talk Radio, you have to be able to have over 5 countries of listeners. And just consider yourself international. We have 16 countries, and we're excited because, see, God is blessing us because he gave this vision. He said, go do the work, and I'm willing to do the work. So I'm excited being here at 2:30, sharing some awesome with you. Now, we're going to start off by talking about a very important time, we can say, this week. It was important because we had one of our icons to be killed. And that's Kobe Bryant, along with his daughter, Gianna, Gigi Paul, with 7 other passengers. And I'm not going to forget those individuals, but all of the talk by the talking heads this week was talking about that accident that happened Sunday morning around 10:30, somewhere around that time, between 10 and 10:30, out in California. And it claimed the life of 9 individuals, and I want to make sure I give a shout out to each and every one of those families. I just want to, on behalf of the Smith Way Enterprise, as well as the Smith Way Production, all the 8 shows that we produce per month, deeply saddened, and we offer our condolence to the families and the friends, as well as the neighbors of Kobe Bryant, Gianna Bryant, John Altobello, Carrie Altobello, Alisa Altobello, Christy Mauser, Cyril Chester, Peyton Chester, and the pilot, Aaron Zubanyi. Those individuals have families and friends and a community that support them. They're having things going on right now at the out there in Los Angeles at the Staples Center. And we're just offering the prayers to uplift this family. I want to share this. I heard this all week, the talking heads and the pundits on the sports shows, on the news. Tell your family members you love them. Tell your friends you love them. Because we're not promised another day or another hour of the day. So by being blessed to be alive right now, tell them you love them. Because every time I close my show out, you know what I'm going to say. And that's, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. I give my love to you. Because we have to love one another, because we never know when our day or our time is to transition. And it comes in many forms, but we all must go that way. So tell them that. Tell them you love them. If you think right now, if you're at work, you're thinking about, text your child, text your husband, text your mate, text your sister, your sibling. Tell your mom, your dad, your parents, your guardian. Tell them you love them. And don't be afraid to say it. It ain't enough love that can give. It's never too much. Give it. So at this point, we want to make sure you understand that we are deeply sad on this show, as well as all of our shows of the Smith Way Enterprise, which is our division of production company that these shows follow. We're deeply saddened, and we offer our prayers to each and every one of those individuals, as well as to you. You may be dealing and have some death in your family at this time, and sometimes we are kindly know, but all families that's going through, we offer our prayers to you. We're going to uplift you. All right. Let's move forward with our show. The title is I Love Me Sports, and I do truly love me some sports. It's I can go back to when I was probably 2 years old, and I can remember being able to sit in front of the television and watch games that only came on. College was just Saturday. And watch games as a professional came on Sunday, and dreaming that I want to be part of that game. So I had an opportunity to play that game. Not only that, as a young lad, I had an opportunity to play football, basketball, track, baseball, all of that. Not bragging, but I was blessed because I love that sport. And as the Mamba is, gave all I had. Probably could have gave more, meaning that physically I didn't have more, but I gave it all. So being able to say, I love me some sports, I love me sports. And we're talking about basketball. So let's get to the historical black colleges and universities and talk about what's going on. Now, we're going to focus on the standing, and I'm going to run some information by you, and I want you to think about it in regards to the division team, the division one conferences dealing with basketball with historical black colleges and universities. We're going to start off with the first Division I conference basketball. It's the Southwest Athletic Conference. And we're going to talk about the standings. The standings at this point, you have leading the men division, you have Prairie View is 5-1, Texas Southern is 5-1, you have Alcorn is 5-2. Southern is 4-3. Grambling is 3-4. Jackson State is 3-4. Arkansas Pine Bluff is 2-4. Alabama State University, 2-4. And Alabama A&M is 2-4. For the women's division of the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference, Jackson State University leading the conference at 8-0. Then you have joining them in second place, Texas Southern at 5-1. Alcorn is 4-3, but Southern is 5-2. Alabama A&M is 4-2, and Alabama State University is 2-4 as of the past weekend. It's not the Monday part of it here, but we want to make sure we give you some pictures regarding to track in their standing. For the MEAC, which is a Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, the standings on the men's side, you have Norfolk State, 5-0, South Carolina State, 4-2, North Carolina A&T, 5-1, North Carolina Central University, 4-2, Bethune-Cookman University, 3-3, Morgan State University, 4-3, FAMU, 4-3, that's the men's side. On the women's side, you have Norfolk State, they're 5-0. Bethune-Cookman, 5-1. Delaware State University, 3-1. North Carolina A&T, 4-2. And Morgan State, 5-2. So those are standing dealing with the women in the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Before I go to the Division II Conference of the Historical Black Colleges and University, I was just a little concerned. I have always talked about this, even on our show beginning, the records of our historical black colleges and universities, even at this point, but from years to years to years. I think that if you're a coach in the historical black colleges and if you're not at the right school, especially in basketball, your record will look terrible. Your win-loss record will be terrible. I know some people say that's not what it's all about, but, you know, the bottom line, it is all about it. Get people fired. So it is all about that. So I want you to really consider this. I did analysis of, at this point, the winning percentage of those conferences, meaning the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference, and the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. You know, in the tournament of 68, only the winner of the conference most likely get into the tournament, meaning the conference tournament, most likely get into the NCAA March Madness. Doesn't matter what the record is. Now, a lot of times, if a team was one regular season, good record, we'll put them in this secondary tournament. But I did some numbers for the SWAC and the MEAC, and I just want to share it with you. And it's a talking point. And if you have anything to add to it, you could give us a call at 347-857-4192. In the Division I basketball for the Historical Black Colleges and Universities, the SWAC overall record is 64-132. That's 64 wins. That's 10 teams. This is for men, not only the men. And 132 losses, combined losses for the men. 64 wins, 132 losses for 10 teams at this point. We'll say, because I looked at it for today, so we'll say January the 31st. That's a 30% winning. 30%. For the MEAC, which is a Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference overall team records, it's 76-143. That's 30.6%. And I still have a concern because the explanation I hear from a lot of people, even lay talking heads and pundits, well, they have to play these games, go out there and get smacked during November and October, November, December, and then they start a comp schedule in January. To get smacked around is okay because you're making money. I'm not accepting that because I think there's another way. And people say, what way do you think? I think there should be a lot of situations where the MEAC and the SWAC and the SIAC and the CIAA come together and create games of classic that's going to bring fans in. And it could be a new site or where it may be, or might be on the home basis. But we need to play more in that area, because the bottom line is your record, yes, can have a losing season, and you still get an opportunity to go to the tournament if you win, mean the NCAA March Madness, if you win your conference tournament. So it's not the easy way out, but you financially can offset playing these very tournaments you don't have an opportunity to win. They call money games. As a coach, as a head football coach of a rural school, I encountered that. And I didn't like that, because we was playing at a level class which consists of seven classes in the state of Alabama when I was coaching. I was a head football coach. And we played a lot of largest class to make money, because the mentality, as a principal explained to me, is that it depends on how the season goes. Because your first game, you go out and win, they're going to come back for the second game. If you win, they'll come back for the third game. But it's vice versa. If you lose, they may not come back until homecoming or a rival game. So we need to make some money, because you still have to pay for the cost of officials, and that comes with six or seven official football. And I didn't like it, because at times the team we were playing, was nowhere close to competing with them. And it left the losing spirit in those young men. I have a problem with that. I have a real problem with that. Maybe someone on can share their thoughts and think it's a better way. The call in is 347-857-4192. Or if you're on Facebook, type in your comments. Tell me what you think. You think that's the best thing? If it's one of your schools that's part of this 30% winning out of the SWAC, or all conference, 30%. Of the MEAC, which is 30.6, are you comfortable with that? I'm not. And I have voiced my opinion on this show, and always when I talk to coaches, I share my thoughts about it. I don't think you need to sell a young person's soul or buy it for a few dollars. That's not literally what we'd be doing, but we're out there playing, and we're not able to compete with those teams, and it has a lasting effect on young people. And if they always lose, they're not going to give the greatest effort they need to do, because your foundation is developed through that. Football is to bring you together, create leadership, the team concept, develop winners. And in the time you may lose, you can deal with that. However, if you're losing all the time, I have a problem with that. That's something I want us to talk about. I want to break those numbers down. In the SWAC, you have three teams at the end of the season will have win records out of 10. Seven will have losing, be 500 or losing records. This means in the MEAC, you have five teams that will have winning records at the end of the season, and six teams that will have losing 500 or losing records. Just remember, the team out of the SWAC will have a winning record at the end of this. It's about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, probably going to be about 3 weeks. Three teams. Everybody else will be losers. I'm sorry, fall in the losers category. Your record will be losing. And you don't get in the game, the coach will just lose. Now, I did some numbers on that. I combined the SWAC and the MEAC. Men's. You will have eight teams with the combined of 21 teams that's in the MEAC and the SWAC that will have winning season. You're talking about analyzing, analytical, busting. That's what we operate sports on now. I think every other conference and every need to look at this. They can look at it themselves. They probably already know, but it doesn't really matter, because it's all about making the money. 13 teams will have losing records. And that's overall for both conferences, That's 30.6%. You going into the tournament, the best representative will always be in the play-in game or always in the sixth seed. You play in to get the sixth seed to get your head beaten by the top team in the conference, in the tournament. We got it. It's something to look at. I just want you to look. I want to take time. I took time to get these numbers, and I'm going to follow these numbers the rest of the year. I'm also going to do it with the SIAC, but I don't see that as a problem in the SIAC. So let's talk about the SIAC. That's the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. They have two divisions. I'm going to start off with the men. The Eastern Division, you have Albany State, 8-3, Clark, 7-3. Morehouse 6-5, and on the western side you have Tuskegee 8-4, you have Miles at 8-2, Central State 6-4. On the women's side of the SIAC, you have on the Eastern Division, in the Eastern Division, you have Benedict 8-1, Payne College 5-4, and on the west side you have Miles 7-2. Tuskegee 7-3 and Central State 5-4. That's the SIAC, Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. The CIAA, which is a division, both of these are Division II. They're not Division I, they're Division II. CIAA, which is the Intercollegiate Athletic Association, on the Northern, in the men's, the Northern Division leaders are Virginia State 8-1, Bowie State 5-3. Virginia Union 4-4. For the Southern Division of the men's of the CIAA, you have Winston-Salem 7-2. You have Johnson C. Smith 6-3. Those are teams. And on the women's side, on the Northern Division, you have Lincoln 8-1, Bowie State 6-2, Virginia Union 7-1. On the Southern bracket of it, you have Fayetteville State 8-2. Johnson C. Smith is 5-4. I'm going to go back and I'm going to analyze them. So I'm going to have a real all of it at the end of this season. And maybe there's some suggestion you can go toward. Even in football, we're going to look at football as well. See, that's possible. There's some suggestion to go to those conference commissioners. Is it possible you can play more games that you fit those historical black colleges and universities against each other instead of stepping out playing Florida State and getting your head beat in, or playing Texas Tech, getting your head beat in? Any of those Power Five or either a group of five. I know you can make $1 million or $800,000 that'll carry all your program, but if you market your program and find out what these other conferences are doing to keep themselves afloat and try to give a template that's going to help you financially, you can be successful as well. Sponsorship is important. We have to make sure we keep that in mind. We got to make sure we're available and marketable that people want to sponsor us. I want you to keep that in mind. You can be a part of this. The call-in number is 347. As I reach over and give everybody a wave, I had quite a few people added to the show since I first touched and waved at you all, the individuals. Thank you so much. 347-857-4192. Give me a holler. And I want to talk with you and give your expertise. We're going to move to our coach's corner, and we're down to 2:59, which we have 31 minutes to go. And we want to make sure that we touch on the Super Bowl 54. You got the San Francisco 49ers versus the Kansas Chiefs. We play in Miami's Hard Rock Stadium on Sunday, somewhere around the 5:40. Standard time, 6:40 Eastern Standard Time, somewhere around there. We want to look at some strengths and weakness of both teams. It's been built as Kansas City has the best quarterback. Some say the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't say that. You got to play long with that. An offense filled with explosive weapons. Tyreek Hill, Kelsey, all of those individuals, and that's their strength. The weakness, I would say some people say it's not because they haven't played better the last 5 or 6 games, is their defense, and I'm tinkering with their special teams. That the talking heads and pundits hadn't said anything about the special team, but it's going to be important on this because I think the score is going to be pretty close. Maybe 6 or 7 points going to decide who's going to win, who's going to lose. That's just the way I'm going to see it, and I'll make my prediction as soon as I finish with this talk. For the San Francisco 49ers defense, their front four, their seven. Their front seven, and even their back four is pretty strong. Defense is their game. And I truly believe, as a football coach, a football player, a basketball coach, head, assistant, all that, athletic director, whatever you want to call it, defense win ball games, especially championships. So I have to go with the defense being the strength, as we know, the 49ers, and then their offense, they're a little bit more complete between offense and defense, and they attach with a core of running backs, and everybody says, well, they stopped Derrick Henry. Anybody know Derrick Henry is a bull, and he was running up, smacking people in the mouth. The running backs for the San Francisco 49ers will try to get the edge. Keep that in mind. Watch the ball game. See whether they run for the edge. Last week, they brought the tight end in to Kittle to make sure he sealed that edge off so those running backs can get down on those linebackers and them quarterbacks. That's different. It's good. You can clog it up in the middle when a man just runs straight ahead at you. But when you start hitting those corners, there's some problems if you don't have the containment. That as a football coach, containment is so important. So I'm going to give the edge. And there are several other things. I think the special team for the 49ers as a head of the Chiefs. Coach, yes, being the chief will get the advantage. But I think the Kyle Shanahan, young, energetic, and have been in a situation like this before. So I look to see, and this my prediction, San Francisco 49ers winning the game 38-31. That's what I'm predicting. So it's going to be an awesome game. So be there, sit in front of the television. I look forward to doing that as well. All right, let's discuss a couple of things in regards to Lamar Jackson, who's being crowned MVP, has been crowned. He had an awesome season. And, you know, I'm jumping for joy, people. I'm telling you, you know why I'm jumping for joy? Because 3 years ago, the talk money, talking heads, scouts, and everybody, that he needed to change his position and be a wide receiver because there was no place in the NFL for a dual-threat quarterback. He proved that wrong this year. He sure did. No, they didn't get beyond the first round, but he proved it all season. They was a team hard to contain because you had to control the feet of Lamar Jackson. So we're going to take just a second to talk about what can he improve on. We know he must be able to pass the ball. That was his knock. He could not throw accurate down the field. He couldn't hit the tight windows. But I just believe once you run and make folks weary, they either got to come up or they got to back. They had to make a decision. So they had to come up, and that left those places he could hit. I think it should be a lot more short pass. That's what can improve. The offense can improve. That might seem Lamar Jackson. And trying to hit the outside, the marks, you know, we call outside the marks, trying to hit the outs. And a lot of times the curls, the comeback, and all of those would push you outside of the hash mark. And I think he'll be just fine, and he's going to continue to be a threat in the NFL. Most teams are going to try to get someone like that. I think New Orleans is tinkling with that because if Drew Brees retire, I think Taysom Hill gives us opportunity as Lamar Jackson, and his accuracy is a little bit better. And also by Lamar Jackson becoming the NFL MVP, he helped one particular quarterback that no one said would play for him in the NFL. Not even a place for him. Now, he changed his position, and that's Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma. Lamar Jackson helps Jalen Hurts' stock. I mean, his stock going to go up because he's a dual threat. And the future dual threat quarterback that's coming out will have an opportunity because for years that was just his pro-typical idea for the pro mind that they only had to stand up at like Tom Brady and couldn't move but hit everybody and make sure. But now the use of the legs, the feet, the wheels, however you want to call it, I think that's where we're moving in the decade of 2020. And you're going to see more dual threat quarterback. You have the number one quarterback in the country coming out, Bryce Young, who's a dual threat quarterback, included in the All-Star game, throwing the ball well and running the ball, and he's going to the University of Alabama. This is what you get ready to see this happen. Transformation in the NFL is about to occur. I think it also helps Cam Newton, whatever team he's with, if he's back with Carolina. I think that the older he becomes, the smarter he becomes. He won't run like he used to run when he was younger. So you will see a lot of that happening. Keep an eye in 2020s, okay, in NFL. So that's what Lamar Jackson can improve with and how he has helped other quarterbacks and help quarterbacks of the future because Jalen Hurts will get an opportunity, second or third round, be drafted, Tim Hill, now they're if Drew Brees retire, and then you can look at the two with Bryce Young, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, all of those individuals are dual threat quarterbacks. They can do that. They got wheels as well. They got awesome. Just keep an eye on that. That's the future. This is a prediction I'm making in regards to the future of the NFL. It's going to be a lot of changes because it's geared toward offense now. So, can't put your hands on once you get down the field and you touch them. Every time a pass is thrown, you got to look back and see there's a flag because somebody grabs somebody, push them. They're not able to play, so that helps out that quarterback that puts pressure on you. It may not be the most accurate thrower, but he can get the ball in where it needs to get in. So that's awesome right there. We want to look also at, as I was talking about, NCAA March Madness, about the SWAC team, the MEAC team. Also, Division II tournament as well they play. Possibility of what team or what conference will have most of the teams. I believe that in the right now in the projection, you have the Big Ten having at least 12, possibly 12 teams, and that's the most all-time right there that can be in the NCAA tournament. Then the other teams ticking around 5 and 6, the AAC, maybe 3 or 4, but you have the SEC ticking around 5 and 6. You have Pac-12 ticking around with 4 or 5, and you have the Big 12 ticking around with 4 or 5. So you're kind of looking at these things going on, and we say that a conference title predicts success in NCAA tournament. Pretty much to give you an opportunity to be put in a bracket and put you in a good seat where you can be successful. A lot of has happened. Team's been upset. There's been number one Virginia 2 years ago, but they came back last year and won the championship. So it can happen to you, but it gives you a better opportunity. I always said they ought to recalibrate this thing. They ought to put some of the team that, you know, they're good and kind of move them around and have another type of seeding, where they'll get a chance not only to wait to the last of the tournament, but we can see good games in the beginning of the tournament. You know, something different, I believe, will work. Just give it an opportunity. All right, I want to move forward to my high school section, dealing with the storyline. We're going to first start off with those schools, their ranking in the Power 25. That's basically what I want to talk about. The Power 25, you have but before I go to that, I want to share advertisement in regards to, I have two here, and I want you to play a part in it. Actually, three things I have. One of the leads of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Rho Zeta Chapter of Montgomery, Alabama, will be having their 100th Final Womanhood Centennial Gala on March the 21st, which is a Saturday, at the Embassy Suite in Montgomery, Alabama, on Tallapoosa Street, 5, and at 7 o'clock, the gala gets started. It's an all-white formal affair. The cost, which is your admission, is $50. If you're interested in purchasing a ticket, you can go to Final Womanhood Book, that's B-O-O-K, 1920 at gmail.com. Final Womanhood Book, which is B-O-O-K, 1920 at gmail.com. Just send them an email, let them know you want to buy it, and also let them know it on the Smith Way production, a division of the Smith Way Enterprise LLC. So that's going to be exciting. Also, I want to share with everybody on the 21st February, which is a Friday night, I will be having my signing party, my book signing party, being an author of 3 books. I will have my last 2 books, my most recent book, which is entitled, I'll pull it up so everybody can see it, and I want you to purchase it, is Don't Be Scared to Love, and it talks about some of the things that people are fearful of, some of the things people are concerned with, and it costs $20. Also, my book from 2017 is Education, What Happened to the Passion, and be available. It's $15. Just go to my email, which is lorindadsmith15@gmail.com, or you can give me a call, 334-467-7261, or you're on Facebook. You got to get in touch with me because you are an individual that make a Facebook. I have a call on the line, and I want to make sure I give them an opportunity to share their thoughts in regards to what we're talking about now. The caller with 5511, you are now live.
Hey, man. What's happening?
Hey, man.
My name is Dave Hopkins from Speculation Sports. Happy 2020. How are you, sir?
Fine, and you, sir?
I'm over here on Fearmongering Radio and Spreaker, Sprocker, Sprocker, and I'm on my podcast. I have like 300 people listening to me right now, and they're just kind of wondering, what's your pick at Super Bowl 54?
San Francisco 49ers, 38-31 is the final score.
Well, it's going to be KC, 48-33 or 21-20. Hey, I got a guy here. His name is 56. He wants to know if you're a house Negro.
Dude, I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that.
Are you a house Negro or not? Are you? Yes or no?
We thank that call for calling in. See, we get calls like that. I do appreciate you calling in. And this is not where we're going to go. And I appreciate that guy calling in. And sometimes we get calls like that. But I gave my prediction, gave them part of what they wanted to hear, even though they didn't want to hear it. Thank you so much for calling in from your radio station. It's awesome that you have them listen to the individual that, you know, balling with the Dr. Lowe. Thank you so much. All right, let's move forth and kind of complete this because I was talking about my book, both of my books. Make sure you get a copy. That is Don't Be Scared to Love, which is $20, and Education, What Happened to Passion. Make sure. We're going to have a big book signing party for both books on February the 21st, which is a Friday night, starting at 6 o'clock p.m. until 11 p.m. We're going to offer from the hour of 6 to 7 one free well drink for all of those individuals that are there in between the hours of 6 and 7. I'm on a TBA right now until I get the clearance, and it's going to be at Brin's Wing. That's our pushing our proposed spot yet, but we'll have more information out as we move forward throughout the month. You should see some information. Come join us. It's not charged. Brin's Wing has an awesome Friday night party. The DJ is DJ Ox, and They got the best wings, and it's located in Montgomery, Alabama. Let me say that. The address, 3133 Bell Road, the best wings in Montgomery. That's Montgomery, Alabama, 36116. The party normally start at 7 to closing time, which is 12 o'clock. We'll be there early for the signing, and we're going to move with the party. And even during that time, 6 to 7 is open, and you're going to be able to get to that whale ring on me. So make sure you make plans to be. I look forward to having you, and I will post it. I want you to be there and be a part of it. And we're going to have signings also in the state of Georgia, also the state of Florida, and a couple other places working on right now. But we're going to be in Jonesboro, Georgia, in the month of March, and then we're going to be in April. We'll be in the state of Florida, which is going to be South Florida. So good chance. We're also looking at what we call the central part of it, and they call it Northern Florida, but a possibility Tallahassee, going down there for a books and then moving down to South Florida and probably to Sunrise. And that's where I just moved back from. So it's going to be a great opportunity to be a part of this. So purchase of the book will be for Education, What Happened to the Passion. It's $15. And Don't Be Scared to Love is $20. And you can email me at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, as well as give me a call, 334-467-7261. Or you can be on email and message me and let me know you want that book. And we have two forms of option for paying. We have cash. Forward to having an awesome time on that book signing party that we're going to have on February 21st, 2020 at 6 o'clock. It'll be from 6 p.m. to 11, the book signing pretty much will be going all night. We're going to let your party have a good time, buy you some wings. You can get one well drink on me from 6 to 7. So we're going to have a ball. I tell you what, join us. It's going to be awesome. All right, let's move forth and give a shout-out for these high school individuals who are doing an awesome job, 13 minutes. And it was 13 minutes, and we'll go and give us a start off with the state of Georgia. They're top 25. We're going to call out those schools and their record, and then we're going to move forth and do South Carolina. Tennessee, South Carolina, Alabama, and also Florida as of a certain date. We gave the Alabama and Florida last week, so records may change a little bit, but they're closely basically the same. I look back. We have Grayson, 20-1. It's the state of Georgia High School Athletic Association. Woodward Academy, McEacher, Milton. Well, McEacher is 14-5. Woodward is 19-2. Milton, 17-4. St. Francis, 18-3. Norcross, 20-2. Wheeler, 16-5. Tri-City, 20-3. Lithonia, 21-1. Sandy Creek, 16-3. South Cobb, 20-2. Dutchtown, 22-3. Eagle Landing, 19-3. Cedar Shoals, 20-1. America Sumter, 20-0. Archer, 14-8. Sequoia, 18-4. Pace Academy, 18-4. Cherokee, 19-4. Veterans, 19-1. Langston Hughes, 14-6. Newton, 15-6. And Tucker, 21-3. But we have one more, which is East Cowett, 14-7. That's the state of Georgia, Power 25 ranking. State of South Carolina, quickly, we're going to touch bases on them. We have Dorman, 18-1. Legacy Early College, 16-5. We're calling them out. That's number one, number two, number three, all the way down to 25. Malden, 17-2. Ridgeview, 12-6. Flora, 17-2. Kinga, 13-6. Lower Richland, 13-4. Mirror Beach, 10-4. Emore, Irmo, which is 15-3. Sorry about that. Christian Church Episcopal, 15-1. Aiken, 17-2. Bishop English, 19-0. Traver Rest, 26. Rand, 63. North Mirror Beach, 15-2. Northwestern, 14-4. Gray Collegiate Academy, 12-6. York Prep, 14-4. Cardinal Newman out of Columbia, South Carolina, 13-9. Richmond Northeast, 11-3. Friars, 13-6. Porter Gaul, 15-5. Greenville, 13-4. Biowood, 12-8. Wade Hampton out of Greenville, 15-5. Out of state of Tennessee, their top 25 rankings: Hamilton Heights Christian Academy, 18-2. You also have, and I stopped them getting off the string, Whitehaven out of Memphis, 17-1. Memphis East, 14-3. Cleveland, which is ranked number 4, 20-0. Briarcrest Christian, 14-5. Mount Juliet, 15-2. Houston, 13-3. Arlington, 14-6. White Station, 13-6. Lucerne Collegian, 20-3. Cordova, 15-3. Dixon County, 14-1. Science Hill over in Johnson City, 15-1. Webb School, 18-2. Wooddale out of Memphis, 14-6. Enworth out of Nashville, 14-4. Washington out of Memphis, 16-3. Jackson Southside, 20-0. Blackman, 12-3. Webb, 19-4 out of Knoxville. Pearl Conn, 19-1. Upperman out of Baxter, 15-1. Hillsburg out of Nashville, 13-4. Siegel out of Muffinburg, 12-5. Maryville, which is a 2015 ranking in power ranking, 17-3 in the state of South Carolina. We're going to move forward to the state of Alabama. And this is as of the 23rd. Mountain Brook out of Birmingham is 23-1. Jemison is 20-2. That's out of Huntsville. Leo Montgomery is 22-0. Huffman out of Birmingham, 21-3. Pinson Valley is 20-3. Fairfield, 16-5. Ramsey, 15-6. Bob Jones out of Madison County, 18-7. Lee out of Huntsville, 11-7. Abbottville, 18-3. Oxford, 15-7. Eufaula, 17-5. Thompson out of Alabaster, 18-7. Hazel Green, 10-8. Lafayette, which is Lafayette, 22-0. Huntsville, 17-3. Plainville, 21-3. Fairhope, 16-3. Hoover, 14-7. Helena, 19-5. Austin out of Decatur, 17-9. Talladega, 16-3, who won the state championship last year. Buckhorn, 14-3. Gil Tulin, 17-7. Sparkman, 15-11. These are boys' rankings for the state of Florida as of the 23rd. Of January. Montevere Academy, 19-0. IMG Academy out of Bradenton, 12-4. Santa Fe Catholic out of Lakeland, 17-1. Far Hill out of West Palm Beach, 20-2. Seminole out of Sanford, 17-1. Dillard out of Fort Lauderdale, 13-5. East Lake, 17-1. Tarpon Springs, University High out of Fort Lauderdale, 13-5. Bartow, 18-1. West Oak Academy, 14-5. Andrew Jackson out of Jacksonville, 15-2. Westminster Academy out of Fort Lauderdale, 13-5. Lincoln out of Tallahassee, 18-2. Northeast Oakland Park, 15-5. Pembroke Pine Charter, 14-1. Orlando Christian Prep, 14-2. Tampa Catholic, 14-5. South Miami out of Miami, 15-2. Strayhead out of Fort Lauderdale, 14-6. Paxson School for Advanced Study out of Jacksonville, 15-4. Impact Christian Academy out of Jacksonville, 12-3. Schoolhouse Prep out of Miami, 11-5. Charlotte Madonna out of Hollywood, 11-6. Dyer out of Palm Beach Gardens, 13-3. And Rickers out of Tallahassee, 10-4. Those are our teams that are ranked in those states, the state of Alabama, the state of Florida, the state of Georgia, state of South Carolina, and the state of Tennessee. Those are the high school ranking, the Power 25. So good to come before you. I do appreciate you joining us. It's time for us to call it quits. And again, I thank that caller because you have to be listening to call in. And I appreciate sometimes they get on themselves, but I know they're listening. So we understand that and we appreciate you joining us. And hopefully you join us in, but be focused and we're going to respect you. Thank you so much. Let me give a shout out to these people that's joining us on Facebook. We got a few people with handles that are joining us on Instagram as well as numbers on Blog Talk Radio. Is this Tamika Smith? I mean, I'm getting it right, but she was the first one on the call. And I do appreciate you being the first one on the call today. And we look forward to we're going to work on giving, make sure we get you a gift. So we'll give you a call, go to Facebook and ask you to send us the address, and we're going to send you a copy of my new book, Don't Scared to Love. I want you to check it out, okay? My frat brother, Coach Bruce E. DeWall Jr., he's joining us as well. And my sister, my biological sister, my sibling, Yvette Smith. We also have Derek Moss, one of my ball players from Overdale Junior High School. Derek ran track, played basketball, football, did it all. I made connection with him, and I did get a chance to see your mom and dad recently. So we connected again. All right, Derek, thank you so much. Sherry Jeffress, thank you, Sherry Jeffress, thank you so much. Lisa Marie Smith Sherrod, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We also have Allison Roswell or Rowell. We have, is this Allie Lewis? Thank you so much for joining us. As well as Samantha Smith. She's joining us as well. Brenda Franklin Avery. Thank you, Brenda, so much for joining. My frat brother, Carl Green. Thank you, Brother Green, for joining us. Lala, Marvin Smith. Thank you, Lala, for joining us. So much. It's so awesome to have you. All have Katrina Felder joining us. Antonio Washington, another of my frat brothers. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you, Antonio, for joining us. You joined us last night. You joined us all the time. Thank you for joining. And that's the end of our show. My hashtags keep grinding. Hashtags communicate for understand. And last but not least, as we get ready to get out of here, we want to move your body. We don't own the rights to the song, but we want to play it. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Check us out on Monday night. Talking Real to You at 7 o'clock. Prime time at 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock is preview show. We'll talk some real talk about just life issues. Have an awesome rest of the evening and an awesome weekend. Tell somebody you love them.
Yeah.